Laser 103.3's Morning Brews. Intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together right there on Thomas Beck Road, right near Gray's Lake Wicket. And I'm on Confluence's Facebook page right now, and they've got pictures from last weekend from their Southside Cleanup Day. Because speaking of good things coming together, the community doing things for the community. And I'm trying to get, there's so many people in this picture. Shout out. I mean, almost 100 people just in this picture
that
volunteered to pick up trash all around Gray's Lake and the Thomas Beck corridor. So just shout out to you if you were part of that. That's incredible.
Did they get that dead fish from our polar plunge?
I think a bird got that.
Okay, because that was 2 years ago, but I want to make sure that dead fish still isn't hanging out over there.
That's one of the things I love, though, about Confluence. Doing good for the community.
Always.
Now, speaking of doing good for the community, I think that we're doing good for our friends in Hellraisers by offering a chance to hang out with us at Greta Van Fleet.
Do you realize that in 2 days, you and I will have been together for 3 years? Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? Our anniversary is coming up. I'm very excited about it. It's just, it's mind-blowing to be able to work with you for as many years as we have. And we are giving you a chance to win tickets to go see Greta Van Fleet. All you got to do is text the word SHOW, S-H-O-W, to 515-244-1033. That's
SHOW,
it.
SHOW, S-H-O-W. Yesterday.
Oh, my God.
We had a couple misspellings.
Somebody text the word SHELL to
us. Don't even say it.
SHOW.
Don't even confuse it.
S-H-O-W.
S-H-O-W. Text that in to 515-244-1033. Talking about Greta Van Fleet at the Iowa State Fair.
Stop calling. We're not giving them away on the air. Hang
text.
Up your text. SHOW. The 515-244-1033. It's
but
the only way to win.
Our anniversary with each other, Heather and Wicket, is also our anniversary with you. So this is our anniversary gift to you. You give us the gift every time we see you in person and you say, what's up? That is one of our favorite things, when we see you in real life and you say, what's up?
Or somebody will yell out, I was at the casino and I had a guy walk by me. He said, what's up, laser dude? Just in the middle of the poker room. And then another guy named Chad came up and took a picture while I was buying a White Claw. So I was like, hey, what's up? And he was playing blackjack. I was playing poker. I had lost. But he was winning, and then we took that photo together. So we appreciate it very, very much these years together. If you want to win the Greta Van Fleet tickets, first Sunday of the Iowa State Fair, text SHOW, S-H-O-W, to 515-244-1033.
All right. So it's been a roller coaster of emotions about Malo restaurant here downtown. It was one of the first places that I experienced as a new Iowan.
Have you? Okay, so you have been to Malo. I've never been to Malo.
I loved it.
My buddy Malo, or my buddy Alex, loves Malo. Like, he went there on closing night to have the giant burrito. He said it was just going to give it another run. Everybody has been hearing that it was going to close, and it's been closing for a while. But guess what? Yesterday, West Des Moines businessman Todd Milang, or Milling, announced he purchased the restaurant and is bringing it back May 3rd. How about that? He owns Johnny's Hall of Fame over on Court. He owns Roca, as well as the building that houses Malo, and he's going to bring Malo back to everybody.
And keep all the same chefs and everything, I hope.
I think so.
Because that's part of the beauty of it. It's incredible food. I remember being incredibly impressed, and it was one of the first places that I went here in Des Moines.
It's supposed to. I think it's supposed to close like this Friday or Saturday, allegedly for good, but it's not going to be gone for long because it's going to open back up on the 3rd. He said in a statement, Malo is one of my favorite spaces in town. We have amazing staff, food, drinks, and one of the best patios in the city. I'm thrilled to keep Malo open and delivering the quality of food and service that our customers have come to love. So there you go.
Thank you.
All right, Malo is back. I'm going to have to go now. I'm going to have to go to Malo.
I mean, maybe we'll go together. There was a before you.
What do you mean?
Before there was Heather and Wicket.
It was a dark time.
I did a few things in the studio with other people.
Excuse me?
And I may have gone before.
To Malo?
With another person who sat over there.
Really? There were other Wickets?
Airline.
You're just moving on? Okay.
Airline having a whole a whole brand new
This is great.
Regime thinking of you.
The there's a new federal rule that is out there, and this comes from D.C. A new federal rule is requiring airlines to give customers an automatic cash refund if your flight gets delayed.
You will automatically get a refund when you're entitled to one. The way it works right now is that even if you are technically owed a refund, the burden is on you to go out and get it.
American Airlines is refusing to give me my money back. I've called four times now, talked to two supervisors, sent six emails.
The wait was over 5 hours. I booked my own flight, thinking, surely they will refund me for this. Oh no, they're saying I did not give them the opportunity to reaccommodate me.
That shouldn't be your problem, and so we're making sure that it isn't.
This is fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. So now if your flight is delayed by 3 hours domestically, six internationally, if your bag gets lost, if your flight gets canceled, you will automatically get refunded. Now, some airlines do this, but this sets the standard across the board for every airline. Also, like, let's say your Wi-Fi doesn't work that you paid for. You automatically get refunded for that. Because that would suck if you paid for the Wi-Fi and you don't get it. This comes from D.C. This comes from the Biden administration. They're setting this for basically consumer protection, making sure you don't get screwed out of money. Like those women we heard there from Reels on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. But this is fantastic. And you don't have to fill out the paperwork. You don't have to jump through the hoops to get your money back if your flight's delayed for half a day.
What's interesting is we grew up in a world where big airline just told us what to do.
Yes.
We just accepted it. I mean, once upon a time before all of the electronics and all of the security, as a very young adult, I showed up for a flight. This was when you had to like check in with paper.
Yep.
Like you didn't just electronic check in.
Still kind of do it.
So I got to the airport. They gave me my boarding stuff at the kiosk. I went through security. They didn't check on the way through security. You just walked through it. You walked through the metal detector. It wasn't like it is now. I got to the gate. I was still on time. People were boarding. I go to board, and they had given me a boarding pass for the wrong flight.
Uh-oh.
So by the time I got to my flight that I thought was fine, and they didn't catch it along the way because there wasn't all the electronics and security that they have now, they were like, you don't have a boarding pass. We've reassigned your seat. I'm sorry.
And that I was
like,
sucks. You're at the mercy.
And then it was like, okay, here's whatever miles you can rebook with that. But you can't rebook with that because
right.
everything's more expensive now. So I missed the thing that I was going to.
Now you get your money back.
I love that.
Now you would get your money back. Also, by the way, the Transportation Department in America is now requiring all airlines to disclose upfront any fees like carry-ons, cancellation fees, reservation change fees, all that kind of stuff. This is those junk fees that'll basically save all of us who fly $500 million in a year. That's how, this is a great rule. I love this.
What's going to happen to the $500 million that the airlines were taking?
That's a different question. I don't know the answer about that.
It's the other side of this coin.
How about this? Just don't screw up. I know Mother Nature can delay a thing or two, but just be better at your job. Be good at your job. You know, at the Des Moines Airport, that airport is awesome. Very rarely are flights delayed. Very, very rarely. It's usually because of other cities and planes can't get to places, but now this protects you from losing money. Love this.
I've made some great friends at the airport.
Oh, God.
They have the best waiting area, so when someone comes down, they arrive and you're waiting for them. I just love hanging out.
Who goes into the airport to wait for someone?
Why would I want to wait those extra minutes to kiss Marcus when he has arrived?
You have to park. You have to pay for that $3-4 for that 12 minutes while you're waiting. You just wait in the cell phone lot.
No.
You wait till they get their bag or they walk out. And you're like, I'm at pick up. Pick me up at 4. Then you walk over. You drive up to the 4 lot and you're good.
It's really hard to slow motion run towards someone in the pickup line when you can park and go into the airport and then slow motion run towards them as they
ain't nobody
descend
got time for that
down the escalator.
Oh, good God.
Greta Van Fleet tickets. Text SHOW, SHOW, to 515-244-1033. SHOW, SHOW, to 515-244-1033. It's our anniversary with you, which means we brought the presents.
If you want to be there, August 11th at the fair. Text SHOW, S-H-O-W, to 515-244-1033.
Morning Brews, brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Oh my God.
The waffle's rival is the pancake.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.